and sort of just checking up on her. I love to check up on the moon. Me and the moon are really good friends, so yeah, I'm gonna play some moon related music. Here is Moon Prism Power Make Up by, it's like a remix. I love Sailor Moon. Here it's by a bug. So Moon Prism Power. Here you go.
Curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
So cool. That was just Night Flight by Astrocolor on their album Moon Lightning Astro Jazz. Volume 1? Yeah. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie. And I was just playing a lot of moon-related music because the solstice just passed, and it's the holidays, and this time of year is when the moon is out the most because the nights are very long and the days are shorter here in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm sure it's different in other places. Like, I know some places in the world have, like, it's nighttime all the time at this time of year, and then in the summer it's like always daytime, which is really interesting. Here in Vancouver we have a little bit of longer nights and shorter days in the winter time, which is fun, and I enjoy tuning into the rhythms of the sun and night and day and moon patterns, and it's really fun to connect with, like, I don't know, the rotations and cycles of the world around me. Thank you so much for listening. This week has been so much fun. I hope you have such a wonderful holiday season. I'm wishing you the best and most joyous of times. Gather with friends and family and yourself and enjoy this beautiful time to gather with so many loved individuals and groups. This has been Raccoon City here on CJSF 90.1 FM every single Tuesday, and you can listen to so many more episodes on CJSF.ca of me, so cool, and so many other amazing programmers and shows. We have so many amazing programs, so check them all out on CJSF.ca here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm going to play Pink Christmas by Trisha Paytas. I think I just have to. I think it's like mandatory. Like, I think someone like came in here and was like, you gotta do this, and I obliged, obviously, because that's the easiest decision I've ever made. What Christmas song should I play? Pink Christmas by Trisha Paytas. Duh. And then I'm gonna play a little bit of Addison Rae because Famous Again is a lit song, and I'm all about the sounds, and the sounds in that track are fun. They're consumable, and it's a relaxing, like, sort of fun poppy sound, and you know what, that's really nice to hear. So that's what's going to be up next. And if you want, you can tune in next week, Tuesday, 12 to 1, to hear so much more epic sounds. For now, here is Pink Christmas by Trisha Paytas. Bye-bye.
It's a pink Christmas this year. Rosy cheeks upon your shoulders are just Trish kind of cheer. As the nights are getting colder, there's Malibu and Elvis, I just can't get enough. Pink frosted cookies with sprinkles on top. Kids are cozy round the pink Christmas trees. Flamingos on the branches next to hot pink Frosty. And all the snowflakes, well, I think you see the color of the season made for everybody. It's a pink Christmas this year. Rosy cheeks upon your shoulders are just Trish kind of cheer. As the nights are getting colder, we pray to Dolly before we pray to Jesus, cause they're the reason for the season.
Better believe it.
break out the classic juicy sweats, Pepto-Bismol pink baguettes, and don't forget there's just Trish. Yeah, the more the pink lattes with glitter, the faster Santa comes and DMs me on Twitter. So can't you see, seasons in pink are the only way to do it, and I think I just proved it. It's a pink Christmas this year. Rosy cheeks upon your shoulders are just Trish kind of cheer. As the nuts are getting colder, we got pink Panthers, cotton candy, carnations, all the candy, strawberries and gelatin, gifting bags and cookie tins. Everything is pink, don't ever think blue. Though we love our Elvis and Malibu too. It's a pink Christmas this year. Rosy cheeks upon your shoulders are just Trish kind of cheer. As the nights are getting colder.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. See you all next week. Bye.
The golden eagle is a bird of epic proportions, not only for their impressive size, but also for the many legends they've inspired across human history. They are one of the largest eagles in the world, with a wingspan of more than 7 feet. Though mostly dark brown, they are named for the golden feathers on their heads and necks that shine in the sunlight. Golden eagles mate for life and can live to be more than 30 years old. These are fierce and agile hunters with talons strong enough to break bones. They've been known to defend their cliffside nests against coyotes and even bears, and can take down prey as large as deer or livestock. For thousands of years, the Kazakh people of Central Asia have trained female golden eagles, who are larger than males, to catch foxes for their winter furs. This ancient form of falconry is so central to Kazakh culture that the golden eagle is the official national animal of Kazakhstan. In fact, the golden eagle appears on the flags and emblems of several countries, including Mexico. It is said that when the Aztecs searched for a place to start their empire, the god Huitzilopochtli told them to look for a golden eagle perched on a prickly pear cactus, devouring a serpent. Legend says that they found it in the middle of a lake where they built a floating metropolis that would become Mexico City. Learn more about golden eagles and the stories they inspire.